奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible with you all.
今天晚上要用神啊，有何神像你做主题来查考有关于弥迦书的信息。
Tonight I would like to use the topic, Who is like you, Lord, to study the message from the book of Micah.
我们现在请大家翻开弥迦书第七章来进入这个主题。
If we could all turn to the book of Micah, chapter 7.
弥迦书第七章，请看第十八节。
The book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 18.
七章十八节说，神啊，有何神像你，赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之余民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩。
Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy.
十九节说，你必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪拖于深海。
Verse 19, he will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities.You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea.
这两节这个圣经啊，第十八节这里，他这里在对神的颂赞，说神啊，没有一个神像你这样子。
In verse 18, is a praise to God. It says, "Who is a God like you?"
那这个是弥迦先知，他在他的信息的最后，他对神发出这样的一个赞美。因为他了解到神真的是非常特殊，没有一个任何一个人可以敬拜的会像他这么样慈爱怜悯又公义。
And this message or this praise is towards the end of the message of the prophet Micah, and he realized that there is no one like the Lord, no one like God who is so merciful.
那这个有谁像神？谁像神？这个就是弥迦。这个名字的意义。
And the meaning of the name Micah means who is like God.
所以谁像神呢？就是这个就是弥迦，他是要介绍神到底像什么。
And the name Micah, the meaning who is like God.
所以这个就是弥迦先知呢，他被神呼召。然后来传讲信息，最后他要传达的信息就是，我们所敬拜的这位神其实是非常特殊的，值得我们用一生来敬拜他。
So this the message Prophet Micah is called to proclaim. In the end, he has this conclusion that this God that we worship is very special. No one is like him, and he is indeed worthy of our pursuit.
他会赦免罪孽。
And he, this God pardons iniquity.
那要知道神要赦免罪孽之前，我们要先知道人的罪孽在哪里。
And to know that God pardons iniquity, first we need to know where we have sinned.
所以神他会赦免罪孽之后，他说他要饶恕百姓的罪过。
And after God pardons iniquity, he says that he will also forgive them their sins.
然后呢，之后呢，他就要施恩，他是喜爱施恩的神。
And later on, God will have mercy on them because God delights in mercy.
那他要施恩，他到底怎么样施恩给这些本来应该要得罪他、应该灭亡这些百姓呢？
And how does God give mercy to his people who sinned against him and who were supposed to be destroyed?
那这个就是变成弥迦书的主要的重点。
And so that point becomes the main point for the book of Micah.
那我们就会知道说，神给他的百姓、他的选民，最后有一个盼望。
So we study the book and we realize that God gives his people a hope at the end.
他最后要来赦免他们的罪过，把他们的罪孽，他说丢掉，像把它丢在海里面一样，都不再看见了。
God will forgive the sins of his people. He will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea, as if they disappeared.
就是说，他已经饶恕， 他愿意饶恕百姓的错。
And this is to say that God is willing to forgive the sins of his people.
那 他要施慈爱，他要施恩，是照着他以前对他的、啊、所拣选的亚伯拉罕、啊、那个应许，所以他是一个守约施慈爱的神。
And God will show mercy because he made this covenant with Abraham, the ancestor of his people. So we know that our God is a God that keeps his covenant and shows mercy.
所以第二十节，他最后结论是说，你必按古时起誓应许我们列祖的话，向雅各发诚实，向亚伯拉罕施慈爱。
Verse 20 says, You will give truth to Jacob and mercy to Abraham, which you have sworn to our fathers from days of old.
这里就看到神是一个信实的神。
So here we see that this God is a faithful God.
他喜爱施恩是根据他的信实来的。
And he loves to give mercy, that comes from his faithfulness.
然后他要向雅各发诚实啊，那个他那个字眼其实是真理，就是 truth， 要向他的选民展现出这样一个救恩的真理。
He will give truth to Jacob. God will show the truth of salvation to his people.、
哦、所以弥迦书里面呢、啊，它里面有预言、啊、有责备，也有应许。
And so in the book of Micah, we see prophecies as well as
责备 rebuke
rebukes.
那最后也有神给他们的，要给他们施恩，就是最后有个很大的恩典是其他的人或者是这个世界所没有办法给的，就是赦免罪孽。
And also God will show his mercy, which is the salvation that he's going to give his people.
啊，所以我们从上个星期六开始啊，一直到这个星期五啊，我们都是在读弥迦书。
And so starting from last Saturday and until this Friday, we're going to study or read the book of Micah.
因为只有七章，所以一个礼拜的时间把这一卷书读一读。
And there are only seven chapters in this book, and so we will spend a week reading this book.
如果按照进度，今天应该是第三章了。
And so, according to our schedule, today we should be on chapter three.
今天用我们这个机会时间来谈一谈这个弥迦书里面的主要的信息，让我们可以抓住它的重点。
And so today I would like to use this opportunity to study the main message in the book of Micah.
那弥迦书第一章第一节交代他这本书的背景。
So the chapter one verse one explains the setting of this book.
就是他是在犹大王约坦亚哈斯西西家在位的时候。
It is during the time of the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
所以弥迦这个人是南国犹大人，是在那个摩利沙人，是在耶路撒冷西南边大概四五十英里的地方的一个小乡村的人。
The prophet Micah, he is from this place called Moresheth, which is in the southwest corner of Jerusalem, about 30 to 40 miles.
那这个是他是一个乡下人，所以一般说这个弥迦是一个农人的先做农夫的先知啊。
And he came from
乡下的先知的。
He came from a small town, and so people say this prophet Micah is a farmer. He is a farmer.
那神选召他，特别要他对撒玛利亚跟耶路撒冷发预言。
But God chose Micah to give him this message to tell him to speak against Samaria and Jerusalem.
所以他虽然是南国人，犹大人，可是神也要他对北国以色列发预言。
And so even though he is from the southern kingdom of Judah, God wants him to proclaim messages against the northern kingdom Israel.
那当时候在这三个犹大王在位期间呢，那北国以色列国的王哦，应该是耶罗伯安第二世的时候。
And during the time of these three kings of Judah, it would be also during the time of Jeroboam the second in the northern kingdom of Israel.
然后之后就是那个 他们西底家王，最后犹大那北国以色列国最后一个王啊，西底家被亚述王灭掉，那个时候就是西西家在位的时候了。
And during the time of the king Hezekiah from the kingdom of Judah, it was during the time of the last king from the northern kingdom of Israel.
那这个弥迦当先知的时间呢，大概从公元前740年左右到公元前700年，大概所以他有三十几年到四十年的时间是做先知。
And Prophet Micah appeared during the time 740 BC till 700 BC. So he was a prophet for about 30 some years.
哦，那这一段期间呢，其实北国跟南国啊，他们当时候的国家，大家的经济应该都不错，所以生活过得蛮好的。
And during that time, both the northern and the southern kingdoms, there were prosperous in their economics.
跟弥迦同一个时期在被神呼召做先知的，当时候 比他早一点的，但是他有重复的时间，北国就是何西亚先知。
And at the same time, God also called Prophet Hosea from the northern kingdom. He was a little bit earlier than Micah, but they overlapped in times.
然后在南国那时候，神又兴起的阿摩斯先知，他是犹大人，但是特别跑到北国去跟以色列发警告。
And also, God called Prophet Amos from the southern kingdom of Judah to ask him to proclaim messages to the northern kingdom Israel.
所以弥迦跟阿摩斯他这个大概同个时代两个人对分别对两个国家工作。
And so both Prophet Micah and Prophet Amos were contemporaries, and they were called to give messages to two different kingdoms.
那在犹大的时候，在弥迦这个时候，神也掀起了以赛亚先知，对当时候的在王宫里面对这些贵族的领导阶层发预言，所以以赛亚先知也是同一个时期。
And at the same time, another contemporary prophet during Micah's time was the prophet Isaiah. And God called him to specifically proclaim messages against the nobles.
那这个就是当时候的一些历史的背景。
And so that was the setting and the historical background from the book of Micah.
那这个弥迦，因为他这个名字本身就是说谁像神。
And the meaning of the name Micah means who is like God.
那他在这里面的弥迦书里面的信息呢，他都一直要突出神的这个特质，神的公义，神的怜悯，神的慈爱。
And so also from the book of Micah, he wants to emphasize these attributes of God, which is God's faithfulness, his mercy, and his love.
那同时我们也看到这个被神呼召出来传信息这个人呢，这个弥迦这个人呢，他是一个非常非常有怜悯心的，他也是很公义的，就像神的性情一样的。
And we also could see this person, this prophet Micah, he had the same attributes of God. He was very merciful, but as well as righteous.
这个就是那个一个，他是一个普通的乡下人，但是他被神呼召之后，神的信息临到他。他整个那个跟神之间的对话，我们就看到说这个人的改变。
And Micah was from a small town. He was a farmer, but after God called him from his conversation with God, we could see his change.
那一开始我们就看到第一章的第八节这里啊。
In the beginning, we could see in chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节说，先知说，因此我必大声哀嚎，赤脚露体而行。又要呼嚎如野果，哀鸣如头鸟。
Verse 8 says, Therefore I will wail and howl, I will go stripped and naked, I will make a wailing like the jackals, and a mourning like the ostriches.
第九节是因为撒玛利亚的伤痕无法医治，延及犹大和耶路撒冷我民的城门。
For her wounds are incurable, for it has come to Judah. It has come to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem.
这个时候，你看在这里看到先知他当时的心情。
And so here, we see the emotions of the prophet.
因为当他呼喊百姓说：“你们要注意听神要讲的信息”之后， 他知道神即将要施行的审判了，哇，这个先知他好伤心了。
And that is because after he had proclaimed the message to the people, knowing that God is going to have his judgment on his people, then the prophet becomes very sad.
你就看到他当时候他那个表现，他大声哀哭，他又赤脚露体而行，这是一个非常极端的一个动作，表明他当时候对神所要施行的审判，他有多在意百姓他们即将遭遇的苦难有多大。
And so from his action we see that he is wailing and howling and he goes stripped and naked walking around and it's a very extreme action showing that he is very sad towards the people because God's judgment will be very harsh.
撒玛利亚的伤痕没办法医治的。
The wounds of Samaria will are not they are incurable.
也就是说，这个既然没有医治，就死亡死刑就来到了嘛。
It means that death is coming.
那如果我们看第二节开始到第七节呢？
If we read from verses 2 to 7,
我们就看到他当时候指出来这个撒玛利亚的伤痕是指的什么？
If we read from verses 2 to 7, then we'll know what the wounds are of Samaria.
因为他们去拜偶像。
And the wound is because they went to worship idols.
我们看第五节，这都因为雅各的罪过，以色列家的罪恶。雅各的罪过在哪里呢？岂不是在撒玛利亚吗？犹大的秋坛在哪里呢？岂不是在耶路撒冷吗？
In verse 5 it says, All this is for the transgression of Jacob and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not in Jerusalem?
那这里就看到说，那个罪过跟罪恶很大，那用那个撒玛利亚跟这个耶路撒冷来他的首都来代表他整个国家的罪恶。
And so, verse 5, it shows that their sins were great. Samaria and Jerusalem, these capitals, they represent the sins of the whole nation.
那这么大的罪恶，你看现在让神出来，所以他说神从他的圣殿啊出来了，从他的居所出来，要来见证他的百姓的不是他们的罪过，然后神要降临步行地的高处，神要下来施行审判。
And so this passage also tells us that, behold, the Lord is coming out of his place. He will come down and tread on the high places of the earth. So it means that God is going to perform judgment on his people.
那他这个罪过，最主要就是第七节这里，第六节跟第七节这里所讲的，当时候他们拜偶像的事情。
And the sins are described in verses 6 and 7. It was referring to the sin of worshipping idols.
那第七节这里说，他一切雕刻的偶像要被打碎，他所得的财物必被火烧，所有的偶像我必要毁灭，因为是从妓女顾家所聚来的，后必归为妓女的顾家。
Verse 7 says, All her carved images shall be beaten to pieces, and all her pay as a harlot shall be burned with the fire.All her idols I will lay desolate, for she gathered from the pay of a harlot, and they shall return to the pay of a harlot.
那这里所谓的妓女的顾家，就是因为他们敬拜偶像，跟随这个外邦亚述国他们其他国家的那个偶像崇拜之后所得到的这些好处，最后也都会被亚述国把他们抢光光，所以最后他们所累积的财物也都是归无有。
And so the pay of the harlot refers to the benefits that they have received by following the idols of foreign nations like Assyria. Because in the end, Assyrians will also take away all their wealth and benefits.
那这个就是在预告，他们这个没有医治，没有办法医治的伤痕，就是偶像崇拜，最后会导致整个国家被灭。
And so the incurable wounds are referring to the sins of idol worshipping because it will cause the destruction of the nation in the end.
那这个就是一开头的时候，你看先知是用这个大声哀嚎的这个一个动作来表达神的刑罚。
And so in the beginning, the prophet has this action of wailing and howling to represent the judgment that is about to come.
所以从哀嚎开始到最后第七章，它是用歌颂神做结束。
And so to begin with wailing and howling, but in the end, chapter 7, he ended with praises to God.
那他要歌颂神之前呢，那个先知哦，他为百姓替神祷告祈求。
But before the prophet praised the Lord, he prayed for the people.
现在看第七章第十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 14.
他祈求神要再一次的怜悯他的百姓。
Chapter 7, verse 14, the prophet asked the Lord to please have mercy on his people.
十四节说，求神在加密山的树林中用你的帐牧放你独居的民，就是你产业的羊群，求你容他们在巴山和基列得食物，像古时一样。
Verse 14, shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your heritage, who dwell solitarily in a woodland in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in days of old.
那这从这里这一节我们看到，那时候其实先知他跟神祈求以后啊，神跟他对话，神就有跟他回答。所以从十四节到十七节就是神跟他的对话。
And so after the prophet made this plea to God, God responded to his prayers. So starting from verses 15 onward, 14 onwards to 17, that is the reply of the Lord.
那这个你看他祈求神说，神啊，你一定要再来关心你这个独居，这是你的百姓，你特别把他从万民中分别出来的。
And so the prophet says that the people of God are dwelling solitarily. They are a special people called by God.
哦，所以你要让他们在巴山跟基列地得食物，就是说你再让他们能够真的得到你的眷顾啊，能够你再一次的赐福给他们。
And to ask the, God to feed them in Bashan and Gilead, it means to ask God to once again give them blessings.
然后神就应许说，第十九十五节说，神说我要把奇事显给他们看，好像出埃及地的时候一样。
And God replies in verse 15.As in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt, I will show them wonders.
也就是说，神再一次的要施展他的大能呢，让他的百姓回头，让他们再一次尝到他们是属神的子民的恩典。
And so it means that God will once again show miracles to his people, so that his people will once again taste the blessings of God and turn around.
那神一回答以后，你看那个先知他就好高兴，他就说啊，神啊，哪一个神像你这样子？
And because of this reply of the Lord, the prophet became very happy, and he praises and says, "Who is a God like you?"
他就非常放心，因为他知道神一定会再一次的施展救恩。
And so he becomes very calm in his heart because he knows that God will once again show his salvation.
其实这个就是预言。
And that is a prophecy in itself.
在末后的日子，神要再一次的关怀他的百姓，真的要在那个。救主来到，把我们人的罪，借着神奇妙作为，把它丢在深海里面。
This prophecy prophesizes that in the end days, God will once again show His salvation and throw away the sins of His people into the sea.
然后你看，我们现在看到先知的特质了。
And so now we see this special characteristics of the prophet.
先知他是听到神的信息以后，他知道神要处罚百姓。他会心里会很伤心。
After the prophet has received a message from God, knowing that God will punish his people, then the prophet becomes very sad.
因为他看到即将发生的灾难。
Because he sees the calamity that is about to happen.
那他因为他是被神所选召，所以他要传讲神的这个警告，所以他大声的呼喊当时候百姓的错误。
And because he is a prophet called by the Lord, he has to proclaim the message to the people.
所以从第一章开始一直到第三章，你就看到先知大声的发出责备，指出他们当时的错误。
And so from chapter 1 to chapter 3, we see that the prophet proclaims the wrongdoings of the people.
然后神呢，他在这个信息里面隐含了很多对百姓的怜悯。然后神给他们应许，要再一次以后给他们救恩。
And from his messages, there are promises hidden from the Lord, saying that his people, God will once again give them mercy and show salvation to his people.
然后当先知他知道了是那个神的心意以后，他就很用心的为百姓代祷。
And after the prophet knew the heart of the God, then he started to pray for the people.
啊，最后他对神发出颂赞。
And then in the end, he was able to give praises to God.
哦，那所以那当时候这个先知哦，他对这些社会上啊百姓当中所犯的错误啊，他指出了非常的很具体，而且是描述的很生动。
And as in terms of the sins of the people at the time, the prophet was able to describe them in very vivid detail.
你看这个弥迦书里面，如果我们现在读到第三章，我们就发现他当时候很勇敢的指出百姓，他们不但在社会，他们在信仰上拜偶像离开神，他们在社会上其实也充满了很多残暴、不公义以及一些欺压、诈欺的事情。
And so, if we read whole chapter 3, then we can see that the people not only do they sin against God in their faith by worshipping idols, in their daily life, they also are filled with violence and unrighteous acts and also oppression to the poor.
所以那个先知他就大声呼喊说，祸灾，你们有祸了，你们有祸了。
And so the prophet proclaims out loud that woe to them.
在他这样呼喊，你要说有祸以前，你看第一章的第二节啊，先说万民啊，你们都来听神所指出的错误。
So before he says woe to these people, if we read chapter 1 verse 2, he says, "Hear all you peoples."
在弥迦书里面，我们要注意看，先知他提醒百姓要注意听。
From the book of Micah, we need to pay attention to words like "hear" and "listen."
第二节说，万民啊，你们要听。
Verse 2 says.Hear all you peoples, listen, O earth, and all that is in it.
对，地和其上所有的也都要侧耳听。
To listen, O earth, and all that is in it.
因为主神从他的圣殿要见证你们的不是。
Let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple.
看啊，神出了他的居所，步行啊，降临步行地的高处。
For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place.And he will come down and tread on the high places of the earth.
这个是听啊，看啊，这是要听神的声音，要看神的作为。
So the actions are to hear, listen, and to behold the actions of the Lord.
所以今天我们在读圣经的时候，我们就是要听到神的声音，我们要看见神即将要展开的作为，跟他给我们的救恩应许。
And so today, when we read the Bible, we also need to hear, to listen, and to behold the actions of God.
我们现在看第三章第一节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1.
我说雅各的首领以色列家的官长啊，你们要听。
And I said, Hear now, O heads of Jacob, and you rulers of the house of Israel.
你们不当知道公平吗？
Is it not for you to know justice?
哦，啊，这个我呢，是谁呢？
Who are...
谁在说话？这句话是谁说的？雅各说你们要听，是谁在说啊？
Oh, so who is the I in this verse? Who said this phrase, Hear now, O heads of Jacob?
哦，应该是从第二章的十二节开始连下来的。雅各家，我要聚集你们，不要再遭拒以色列剩下的人。哦，这个我要聚集你们，应该是神自己说话的。
It should be a continuation from chapter 2, verse 12, where it says, I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. So this I in verse 1, chapter 3 is referring to God.
是神，他现在大声的呼喊，要这些所有众首领，你们注意听听看神现在要跟你们讲的。你们难道不知道公平吗？你不知道神的法则吗？
And so God himself is speaking to his people, that God is asking them, is it not for you to know justice? Do you not know the laws of God?
好，那第九，三章第九节。
And in chapter 3, verse 9.
雅各家的首领，以色列家的官长啊，当听我的话，你们厌恶公平，在一切事上趋往正直。
Now hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and pervert all equity.
好，然后在这里啊，你就看到 接下去有一连串的指责他们的错误了。
And then from here onwards, it points out all the wrongdoings that they did.
这些首领、这些官长，第十节说，他们是用人血建立锡安，以罪孽建造耶路撒冷。
Verse 10, it says that these rulers and heads of the people, they build up Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with iniquity.
第十一节说，首领为贿赂行审判，祭司为顾价施训诲，先知为银钱行占卜。
Verse 11, her heads judge for a bribe, her priests teach for pay, and her prophets divine for money.
他们是这样生活，这样对待人的，但是接下来他们又说，他们却倚赖神说，神不是在我们中间吗？灾祸必不临到我们。
This is how they led their daily life, but yet they still lean on the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No harm can come upon us.
好，所以这里第九节那里，当听我的话，这个我其实是先知，他现在再一次的要百姓，你注意听，我现在从神领受信息，再听一次，你们到底做了什么事。
And so the verse 9, now hear this. This becomes the sayings of the prophet.
那这些首领、祭司、先知，全部都已经离开了神的公义法则，他们就是为了利益、财富，所以也就是你看他所做的事情都是神所厌恶的事了。
And all the rulers and the priests of the people, they have forsaken the law of the Lord, and they accept bribe and all these things.
这个就是要他们注意听。
And so the prophet asked them to hear carefully.
好，再看第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以色列人啊，当听神的话，要起来向要起来向山岭争辩啊，使冈岭听你的话。第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.Hear now what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice.
第二节说，山岭和地永久的根基啊，要听神争辩的话，因为神要与他的百姓争辩。
Verse 2, Hear, O you mountains, the Lord's complaint, and you strong foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a complaint against his people, and you will contend with Israel.
这是神亲自说哦，你们来，神要跟你们争辩，神就好像一个检察官要跟百姓来辩论，看看你们现在到底做了什么事了。
And so, here it says that God is just like a judge in court. He is going to complain and contend with his people as to what wrongdoings they have done.
这个就是当时候。百姓他们似乎已经在这个灵性上已经沉睡，已经不知道自己在什么地方犯错，然后还以为他们很敬拜神，都还是有献祭，说我们神在这里怎么会有灾祸。
And so at this point in time, the faith of the people were asleep. They were sinful in their life, but yet they still believe that God is among them.
看六章九节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 9.
神向这个城呼叫，智慧人以敬畏他，智慧人的心敬畏他的名。你们当听是谁派定刑杖的惩罚。
The Lord's voice cries to the city, Wisdom shall see your name. Hear the rod, who has appointed it?
这里啊，这一节如果用原来的原文去翻译，他一开始是说听啊，主要向这个城呼叫。
And if we read the original text, the words begin with hear, the Lord is going to cry out to the city.
就是神要整个百姓、整个城一起来听听他的声音。
God wants the whole city to hear his voice.
他说神已经派定了刑杖的惩罚。
God has already appointed the rod to for judgment.
当时候从第十节以后，你就看到社会里面充满诈欺的事情。
Starting from verse 10 onwards, we could read that at that time the society was filled with wickedness.
那个做生意人是有两种砝码。
The businessmen have two sets of weights.
那第十二节那里，城里的妇妇满行强暴。
And verse 12, the rich men are full of violence.
然后居民都说谎话。
And the inhabitants are, they are filled with lies.
人跟人之间是用诡诈互相对待的。
And their tongue is deceitful in their mouth.
就看到这个当时候这个罪的情形了。
And so from this description, we could see the fullness of sin at the time.
那所以这个就是弥迦书他现在传达神的信息，也要他也因为他知道神的信息以后，他就要百姓注意听，这个就是神所指出的你们的过犯。
And so the message that Prophet Micah wants to give to the people were these. He wanted them to hear the message from God.
那他宣告灾祸。
And the prophet also speaks about judgment and calamity.
好，所以他现在要听以外，他说祸灾那个祸来了，你们要小心了。
And so he also says that woe to you because calamity is coming to you.
在这第弥迦书里面有两，他宣告两个很大声的说祸啊，看第二章第一节。
There are two woes proclaimed in the book of Micah. The first is in chapter 2, verse 1.
第一节说祸灾那些在床上图谋罪孽造作奸恶的，天一发亮，因手有能力就行出来了。
Woe to those who devise iniquity and work out evil on their beds. At morning light, they practice it because it is in the power of their hand.
这些人哦，就是贪财的人了。
And so these are the people that love money.
你看第二节，他讲他们怎样贪图人家田地、房屋啊，去行诈欺的事。
Verse 2 describes how these people covet fields and take them by violence.Also houses and seize them.
那这一些罪啊，神都不会放过的。所以第三节说，神他已经筹划灾祸要降给这个城了，这个民族了。
And so, all these sins, God will not let them go. That's why in verse 3, God says that He will devise disasters against the city.
那这个灾祸是很大的，是会让所有人都唱哀歌的。所以第二章第四节。到那日，必有人向你们提起这个悲惨的哀歌。
And this judgment, this calamity is grace, so it will make the people take up a proverb against them, a lament.
其实你看，神在要这样子大声呼喊他们要听，然后要降灾祸以前，神心已经忍耐很久了。
And so from here we could see that before God performs this judgment on them, God had patiently waited for a long time.
其实神已经，他已经忍不住了。
And it was it had gotten to a point where God can no longer wait.
第七节说，雅各家，岂可说神的心不忍耐吗？
In verse 7 it says that Verse 7 is the spirit of the Lord restricted?
这些事是他所行的吗？我神的眼里岂不是以行动正直的人有益吗？
Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly?
也就是说，其实神他现在他的神要施行的审判，就是当然国被灭啊、哦，他们的产业都被人家掳去了啊、哦，他们的后代也都灭绝了，所以他们有很多这个灾祸。他们就是说，怎么会这个神的事情啊、哦？神怎么会这样子待我们
？And so, that is to say.That this great calamity that is about to come to the nation, being the nation destroyed and all the people dying, the offsprings are cut off.
那这个是百姓他们当时候在社会上里面的这个错误、哦、然后在信仰上，当世代也有很多的假先知。
And also, apart from the iniquities they have in their life, in their faith at that time, there were many false prophets.
因为第六节说，他们说你们不可以说预言，不要向这个人说预言，不住的羞辱我们。第六节，二章六节。
Chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "Do not prattle, you say, to those who prophesy."
那些假先知哈、哦，那假先知是。如果是有什么好处，他就讲好话、啊、如果没有的话，如果没有好处的话，他就发预言要攻击那些、啊、他们不喜欢的人。
And so those false prophets, if they receive benefits, then they will say something nice to hear. And if there are no benefits to them, they will prophesy against those that they do not like.
那些假先知啊，当然最后都会被神审判的。
And also, God will judge those false prophets in the end.
好，那第二个祸，我们现在看第七章第一节。
The second woe, let's read chapter 2, verse 7.
第七章第一节说。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
第七章第一节说，哀哉，我好像夏天的果实已经被收尽了，又像摘的葡萄所剩下的，没有一挂可吃的，我心羡慕初熟的无花果。
Chapter 7, verse 1, woe is me, for I am like those who gather summer fruits, like those who glean vintage grapes. There is no cluster to eat of the first ripe fruit which my soul desires.
第二节说，地上虔诚人都灭尽了，世间没有正直人了，个人埋伏要杀人流血，都用网罗猎取弟兄。
The faithful man has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. Every man hunts his brother with a net.
你就看到当时候整个国家败坏的景况。
And so from this description, we see how corrupted the whole nation is at the time.
第三节说
，Verse three says，
他们双手作恶，君王寻情面，审判官要贿赂，位分大的吐出恶言，都彼此联结行恶。
Verse 3 says that they successfully do evil with both hands. The prince asks for gifts, the judge seeks a bribe, and the great man utters his evil desire.
这些信息都是当时候先知他从神所领受，要百姓真的是很注意的自己所犯的，然后现在要提醒他们回转。
And all these messages are from the Lord, spoken by the prophet to the people. God wanted them to notice their wrongdoings and return.
那神其实是他要指出他们错误的目的是要他们改变，所以是出于爱，神责备他们。
And the purpose of pointing out their wrongs is out of love from God. God wants them to turn around from their wrongdoings.
哦，所以其实神他在这个弥迦书里面哦，他隐含了很多他要再次施怜悯的这个应许。
In the book of Micah, there are many promises of God once again showing mercy to his people.
那如果从那个救恩的角度来看呢，他还预告了将来这个神的真教要再被兴起，然后真的让人进入神的这个属灵国度里面，享受神的慈爱跟诚实。
And so from the viewpoint of God's salvation, it also refers to the prophecy that in the end God will prosper his true church so that people will once again enter into the grace of God.
百姓他们这个罪恶就好像在这个黑暗当中一样，黑暗夜里面，真的是社会很黑暗。
The sins of the people are so great.
罪很大。
The sins are so great, it's just like darkness of the night.
但是第四章里面就预言说，末后的日子，神的殿的山要被建立起来。
But then in chapter 4, it prophesizes that in the latter days, the house of God will be established.
这个第四章第一节到第三节跟以赛亚书第二章第一节到第四节是一样的。
So chapter 4, verses 1, 2, 3 is the same as from the book of Isaiah.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
好，所以这个信息是相同，表示说神，你看对当时候的百姓已经有一个预言啊，他再一次要来拯救他的百姓，然后要建立他的属灵真教会了，建立他的国度。
The message is the same to the people that God will once again establish His nation and to establish the true church.
预告了这个救主的来到。
And it also prophesies the coming of the Savior.
所以第五章第二节就预告救主要从伯利恒降生。
So chapter 5 verse 2, here is the prophecy regarding the Savior born in Bethlehem.
那这个救主呢，他是来拯救百姓的。
And this Savior is to save the people.
好，我们现在看第五章第四节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 4.
他必起来倚靠神的大能，并神主他神之名的威严牧养他的羊群，你们要安然居住，因为他必日渐尊大，直到地极。
Verse 4, he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth.
这个就是主耶稣基督他将来要施行的救恩，他要成为我们的平安。
And so this refers to the salvation by the Lord Jesus. He will become our peace.
他要牧养属他的百姓。
And he will feed his flock, the people belonging to him.
那所以这个弥迦书里面，这个就是救恩的预言，主耶稣基督啊，你看他的出现在弥迦的信息里面就看到了。
And so, from the message of the prophet Micah, we see this prophecy of the appearing of the Savior Jesus Christ.
这样一个神是，他是充满怜悯，但是他其实也同时希望说，他所拣选这些百姓呢，能够用真心来敬拜他。
This God who is filled with mercy, he also wants his people to worship him with a true heart.
他要求的敬拜是从心里面来的，而不是送给他很多的礼物啊，给他很多牛羊。
And God wants his people to truly worship him with their hearts and not just worship him with offerings like oxen and sheep.
所以这一个神他要求的是我们人的心。
And so this God, he requires the hearts of people.
我们今天如果认识神之后，我们就会体会神的心，然后呢，把他所要的给他。
And today, once we come to know God, then we will understand His heart and give Him what He wants.
第六章
Chapter 6,
第六节
Verse 6.
我朝见神，在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？
With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the High God?
我可以献一岁的公牛犊为燔祭吗？
Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings with calves a year old?
第七节说，神难道其喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的油河吗？
Verse 7 says, Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil?
我岂可以为自己的罪孽罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？
Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?
那这个，你看，他这一连串的这个问话，就一直在问，说神到底他想要的是什么？
And so all these questions are asking the same thing. What exactly does the Lord want?
神到底是很在意这些礼物吗？
Does God really care for offerings?
如果我心里有罪恶，我心中有一些罪孽的事，那我到底要怎么解决？难道是献给神这些祭物当燔祭吗？
If I have sins in my heart and have iniquities in my life, what should I do about them? Should I offer God offerings?
第八节说
Verse 8 says,
世人啊，神已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
But verse 8, it says that he has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?
这样一个愿意赦免罪孽，又愿意向人施慈爱的神，他向我们所要的就是我们人真的能够行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与他同行。
And so to such God who is filled with mercy and yet righteousness, what does he exactly want from us but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with him?
这是我们如果认识我们所敬拜的这样一个公义怜悯的神，我们人应当用这样的一个方式来回报他。
And to really truly know this God that we worship, who is merciful and righteous, these are the actions that we need to have.
那这我们如果仔细的给他看，可以说三点，也可以说四点。这四个要求是当时候这个整个百姓神的选民完全违背的神的原则了。
And so if we look carefully at these requirements, we could say that there are either three requirements or four requirements, but anyway, all these are exactly the opposite of what his people were doing at the time.
他们当时候没有公义。
At that time, they did not do justly.
所以你看，这些人就是强的欺负弱的。
And that's why the strong was oppressing the poor.
没有怜悯的。
And they did not have mercy.
这些人是没有谦卑的。
And they were not humble.
当时候，你看他们其实不要听神的声音，也不在意神的原则。
They do not want to listen to the words of God, and they do not care for the laws of God.
他们这些罪孽其实让神很非常伤心。
And their sins were making God very sorrowful.
现在神把他的心意显明了。
And now that God has shown them His heart,
他要我们能够跟他一起行。
God wants us to walk humbly with Him.
但是要具备公义、怜悯跟谦卑。
But we need to do justly, to love mercy, and to be humble.
这样一个要求其实是。很简单的。
And so such requirements are actually quite simple.
他要的是我们的整个心而已。
And he just wants our whole heart.
所以我们今天如果从这个弥迦书里面去看呢。
And so today if we read from the book of Micah.
我们真的会发现说我们所敬拜的这个神呢真的是好奇妙的。
We will truly realize that this God that we worship is indeed wonderful.
因为爱所以他不忍心看他的百姓在罪里面灭亡。
Because of his love, he does not want to see his people perish in their sins.
所以他把他的话语让他的先知来宣告。
And so he uses his prophet to proclaim his message to his people.
因为公义，所以他要施行审判，要让他们受苦。
Because of his righteousness, he has to perform his judgment on his people to make them suffer.
要让他们能够回转。
So that they will return to him.
最后他又给他们一个应许，要赐给他们救恩。
But then in the end, he also promises them a salvation.
然后来证实他真的是所有的事情都是为他的百姓好的。
And so it provides proof that all these things are for the good of his people.
他要让他的这些属他的人能够跟他一起同行的。
He wants these people who belong to him to walk with him.
所以我们从这一卷书里面来看到，我们立一个心志，能够真的认识神，然后也能够与神同行。
And so from reading this book, let us make a determination to truly come to know God and to make the determination to walk with Him.
让我们一起来享受神所施给我们的恩。
So that we will enjoy the blessing that He gives us.
他所向我们所阐明的他的心意。
And also to understand the heart of God.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
340首。
340.